We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Yo, what is up, everybody? We watched one hell of an offensive showdown tonight. This was 1990s basketball all over again. You know, you listen to Eric Spoelstra. He'll probably tell you this is the kind of game he likes, except he was on the wrong end of this one. I think, you know, these games are getting harder and harder to analyze, like hard to take a lot away from them. But, you know, we're going to stop making that excuse tonight. Like, we are going to get in deep into what the Heat's problems are, or we're just going to drink, talk shit, and have fun. Either way, it's going to be a good time. So bring me out, Brass. Let's introduce the panel. All right. We're going to start. Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
Okay. So I got I want to take it a little easy. Listen, I'm doing a back-to-back. Okay? Not everyone here is
I'm taking a DMP tomorrow.
So I'm sipping on some Amaro Nonino, which is like an Italian liqueur. And just in case anyone calls up any shots, I got some Crystal Head vodka. Ooh,
here we go. Shot, so. Here we go. Let's go. All right, for the first time since the preseason, Giancarlo Navas is allowed back on the show.
What up? Finally, I get to be on the damn fun show.
If it's not fun, it's your fault. Like,
it is my fault.
Own it. we needed a Raptors fan on. So Amon isn't here yet. So G, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking some Isla Mirada gin straight. So we're going some straight gin. So cheers, y'all.
Straight gin.
Yeah. I can't tell if that's a somber drink or a celebratory drink.
It's a low calorie drink. You know, I've put on some quarantine weight, and I'm trying to get my figure back. I miss my body.
You look super disheveled, and I said before we came on the air that it looked like you had a rough session with your body pillow. Like what's going on with you right now?
I mean, I watched two teams that I like play like dog shit for most of the game, and that's no fun. It was like bad basketball game. Like that game sucked. Like there are no winners. Like nobody. We all wasted a Friday night.
You don't feel good about the Norm Powell breakout game?
No, fuck that. He does this every like five games, and then he'll play like shit tomorrow.
Okay, Tiff, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking some Tennessee whiskey with some sweet tea.
Oh, okay, all right. That's a guaranteed hangover. I just want to let you know. I hope you're cutting that with some water.
No,
like that's just a lot of sugar.
No, it's good.
All right. Well, you're taking a day off with me tomorrow, so you'll be all right. Siobhan, what are we doing tonight? Double fisted, Siobhan. Let's go. What's happening?
So yeah, double fist still, but you know, light brass, got the back to back. So we're gonna keep it a little simple here. Robert Mondavi, Simon Yong, and in my shaker here, we got some Jose Añejo, some blood orange margarita mix, and some other juices and drinks and stuff.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, here goes Amon. There she is.
Hey.
Amon looks like she's still trying to figure out what's happening.
Hello, hello. Sorry.
Fashionably late?
Yeah, I'm sorry, hello. Guys.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe we have two Raptors fans on after a loss to the Raptors.
Like I said, no winners.
I can't believe one of them is a host of Heat Beat. Amon, are you drinking tonight?
I'm not.
Oh, my God. You're breaking the rules of Hangover Time, and you're a Raptors fan.
Can I say something?
G, you're drinking for two, man. Let's go.
I'm drinking for two. I'm drinking straight gin, so it's good. Iman, can I say something to Iman? Alf, am I allowed?
Go ahead. Take over the show.
Iman, why did This Is a Dime big time me today on my pregame show?
Is that what happened?
That's what happened. And nobody came. I asked Sandy. She was busy. She said she'd ask in the chat. I knew that you weren't because you had. I was hoping maybe Noor could come on or Yasmin. Noor's really funny. You know, Yasmin's really smart. Anybody. Nobody came. I felt guilty, so I didn't even ask Sandy. Like, I didn't want to send a follow-up. I was embarrassed.
I asked that in the group chat, and I thought it was for this, so I'm like, I'm already on.
Pre-game.
See, and I know because I thought this was initially the pregame, and so I literally messaged Alf, and I was just like, I double booked. I'm probably going to be like 10 minutes late, which I was anyway. Sorry, you guys. Because I initially thought this was the pregame.
Mm-hmm. Bro, she was like, I'm going to be busy till about 7:10. Is that okay? And I'm thinking, like, what time zone is she in? Is she in, like,
fucking... He was like, I don't understand time zones. And I was like, my 7:10 is your 7:10. We don't have to worry about time zones.
I was like, I didn't know. Like, I thought she was on, like, the west coast of Canada or some shit. I had no idea. But time zones confuse me. So what we're going to do tonight, because Iman isn't drinking and G is a Raptors fan, for every sub, G has to take a shot.
A whole shot?
Yes. For every new sub, Giancarlo has to take a shot. So,
oh, and if look you guys... at that. Eric the Great 539 subscribed at a tier one, and Jay Gomez 328 subscribed at a tier one.
That's one. Okay, that's like
that's two shots.
Get ready. So, yeah, if I go and get a drink, does he not have to do this now?
Then you have to take one.
Okay, never mind. It's all you. Have fun.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead and get a drink so you can enjoy the show. But
after I got big time,
I'm trying to see.
He'll be taking shots for a while because also, on top of that, Eric the Great 539 has gifted 5 tier one subs. Oh, and Brian M 1227 is gifting 5 tier one subs.
Hold on. I just downed all that at once. Give me a second.
Well, how many? So like you're taking two. You got like 10 more shots.
Yeah, I have a lot. I'm gonna die. Okay.
So normally
Saturdays and so everyone's gonna make fun of me. I do an anime group watch on Saturdays and we have a drinking game. I'm not participating tomorrow. Oh my god, there's literally 10. Oh god, I'm gonna.
No, the best.
This is all I have left in the bottle. I don't really know. Okay,
so get another bottle. Start...
Just get out of the bottle. You got to have something else in the house. The funniest thing is he started off the show as why did none of the women from Dishes and Dime answer my DMs? And then he says that he's doing an anime group watch tomorrow. So he basically answered his own question.
To be honest, I genuinely think that like she posted it in the group chat and all of us had things that we were doing. Sorry.
I'm totally screwing with you. It's fine.
No, you're not. This is your dating life.
We you know, you're our favorite Heat fan.
That's not true. It's Nikias.
Yeah.
No, because he's a Kyle Lowry hater and you're a Kyle Lowry lover. That's I'm sorry, Nikias.
Nikias manages to hate Kyle Lowry, Steph Curry. He's like, he hates everybody.
He doesn't hate Steph because he hates Steph.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's get into tonight's game as much as we really feel like it because it was just, honestly, it was terrible fucking basketball, I think, both ways.
I got to jump in here because I got a couple people out. So Twisted Tapioca is gifted 10 tier one subs.
G, should I just call the ambulance now?
VT Seda, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, is gifting a one-tier sub.
You remember in Coach Carter? You remember Coach Carter when they had to do push-ups and sit-ups and shit for him? And it was gifting out punishments.
Yeah, like, you wanted to pass some of your shit to us. Like,
I'm going to die.
I'll take two of yours.
Thank you. You've been crying to come on the show for so long, and we wouldn't let you. Like, now we let you. Now you're just playing catch-up, man.
Oh, my God.
Key him in, gifted 5 tier 1 subs.
Key, I thought we were friends.
You're at like 30 shots right
now.
Eric is gifted 5.
Eric the Great, 5. Man, somebody going to die.
That's another 5.
I'm going to die.
All right. Go ahead, Siobhan. Take a shot for him.
G is going to put our hype train in the heat tonight.
Our hype train on Twitch is at 307%. I've never seen it that high before.
Bang. All right. Siobhan just took one for you. Go ahead, G. All right. Iman, one thing I wanted to get into with you is that I look at the Raptors this season and the Heat, and I kind of see like the Spider-Man meme. Like, I see two very well coached teams that went deep in the playoffs last year, have guys in and out. I mean, the Raptors have been healthier, but it's just like there's not that much attrition from last year. But for some reason, these teams aren't coalescing the way they were last season. And I think we're both fan bases are just like sitting back and waiting to see, like, okay, eventually we're going to see the team that we've come to know and love. And, you know, the Heat are sitting at 6-8 right now, the Raptors at 6-9. What, you know, from the Raptors' perspective, What do you guys see going on with your team right now? And is the loss of Ibaka and Gasol, is it that big of a deal?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I think the loss of Ibaka and Gasol is a big deal. I don't think it's this significant. They went from literally finishing with the second best record in the league behind Milwaukee to now being sub 500. You just said the record of 6-9, which is insane. And they've probably looked their best when they've had guys missing in the starting lineup, which is very odd. But that's something that they had a lot last season as well. I do think the move to Tampa is something that, like, not to make excuses for these guys, but I do think it's something, there's something to it, where guys are still living out of hotels. There was a move for the family. You don't have your training facility. You're not sleeping in the same bed. It's very much like the whole team, training staff, coaches, everyone was traded midseason is kind of the feel of that. I do think they miss Ibaka and Gasol in that they're missing a center. Baines has just been abysmal. They've waived Len, although Baines looked good, I guess, in his two games. His best game was the last one against the Heat. And there's just something, it's hard to put your finger on it. There are lots of different reasons for why the Raptors are struggling. You can point to Siakam not looking the same as he did last season. I think they miss Gasol more than they miss Ibaka just because Chris Boucher's emergence off the bench offensively has kind of replicated a lot of what we got from Ibaka last season. But Gasol just anchoring this team's defense. The Raptors were a legit like defensive juggernaut last season and now have a terrible defense. Have an absolute terrible defense, and that's how they generated their points on the offensive end, right? It was primarily in transition. They've never really been a good half-court offensive team. And when your defense is flailing like it is right now, you're just not going to be able to generate anything at all, which is what we've seen.
And I think some of these things, Tiffany, that Iman is talking about are some of the same things that we see with the Heat, right? Like, the defense, for some reason, has fallen off a cliff. And we can keep making these excuses over, you know what I mean? But, like, at this point, you know, you're 14 games into the season if you're the Heat, 15 games if you're the Raptors. Like, when do some of these concerns become real concerns? And when do we just keep saying it's early, it's early, it's early?
I mean, it was early 2 weeks ago. So, you know, the reality is if, let's just say there's no trade to be made, right? Let's say this is what it is. Then we've had a look at what we've got. We don't have strong defensive players. We don't have a strong four next to Bam. So Bam just looks out of sorts, trying to make the pass, trying to do this, trying to do that. We don't have a guard defender. And you can't put that on Jimmy when Jimmy returns. Avery Bradley, a hell of a defender, he don't have an offensive package. So you're going to lose some offense, but you can gain some defense. You can't depend on Jimmy. Goran's going to be non-existent by the time Jimmy comes
back. Goran's legs are about to fall the fuck off.
Exactly. Like- right. We've said that. Look, these are the games where Goran should be resting, but he can't rest because we have a revolving door, you know, at the guard situation, which means Saban have been talking about for, what, 2 weeks?
I mean, Kendrick Nunn played 39 minutes tonight. He was 8 for 16, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. You know, was worse on the team with a minus 27. We talk about this all the time. Single game plus minus isn't all that it's cracked up to be. Like, he's doing what he can, but Siobhan, even when Jimmy and Avery and Hero come back, like, do they fix all these problems, or is the inherent problem with this season is the fact that you are going to continually miss guys? Like, the Heat are not deep enough. Like, we saw, like, the Raptors come out with some guys, and I think the Heat have done the same thing, right? They've had games where Gabe Vincent and KZ Akpala and these guys that are screws have come out and had good games and kind of saved your ass for one game. But to ask them to do it two games in a row against a well-coached team, it's smoke and mirrors. Like, Spo is not a magician. If the season continues to go how it is and, you know, you're just constantly missing two or three of your top five or six players, you know, are the Heat destined for, you know, an 8, 9, 10 seed? Or do you see, like, this just all leveling out at some point?
So bringing Jimmy, Tyler, and Avery back, right, you are putting a too small of Band-Aid on a too big of wound. Your issues are what they are. Your issues are going to keep being still not having enough, be it due to injury, due to COVID, or just due to a lack of talent and a lack of size. And, you know, you were talking about how, you know, we continue to find these guys, right? And Toronto is another organization that's great at doing that. And Iman is saying, you know, they're looking for a center. Should I say they're just looking for maybe a more competent center or a center that can do more things. They at least half the size. We're building, you know, a Gabe Vincent and a Max Strus, and we don't know what KZ is because we don't get enough time to see him. But they're the guys that they've built, a Pascal, an OG, a Chris Boucher, they are long. They have length. I'm watching these dudes try to, like, play tip ball, play volleyball with Aron Baynes, you know? Like, even if you don't have a big with a skill set, with a footwork, with, you know, a face-up game, a back-to-the-basket game, just the presence of size, I think, cannot be understated. And until we either fix that or, like you said, just the guards, you know, we don't have the depth. We are going to continue to look at the same issues. And so, yeah, they come back and they do the things that they do, but you run them down. You run them down and then – and then does this season even become, you know, worth it at that point? I think right now, like you said, you're talking 7, 8, 9. See, I don't, like, we're looking at like a play-in game.
And, yeah, and exactly.
It's time to, like, be real about it. Like, we've been trying to, you know, it'll all level out, it'll all fall into place. I think it's okay to be objective and say, no, like, the issues are, you know, real and they're present. And one of them, two of them, something of them needs to be addressed.
You talk about size, and Kelly in 21 minutes had one rebound.
It's a different type of size.
I'm just saying that is the smallest 7-footer of all time.
Like, he had one more rebound than G.
And he had one less rebound than KZ Akpala, who we'll get to in a second. And I'm going to ask G about this, who played 4 minutes. So the Kelly thing, and honestly, we were all in favor of Kelly starting next to Bam. What'd you say?
It's my Canadian.
Legit seven footer who can't rebound. It shocks me. But before we get to G's first take, we have an exclusive picture of him, last year at a Raptors game. I don't think anyone's ever seen this one before.
Oh, you got this?
Yeah.
Happiest day of my life. Happiest day of my life. That was 2 years ago, actually. That wasn't last year. That was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was pre-COVID because there was people in the crowd.
I was very happy.
I've never seen you that happy. I've also never seen your hair look so freshly
immaculate, freshly cut. Thank you.
And
yeah. I mean, now it's a different
texture altogether, which is.
this is my COVID hair, you know. When it gets short,
it's kind of like mine.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. I get it.
Oh, that's my guy, dude. That's my guy. You know, one time I covered a Heat Raptors game, and I asked Nick Nurse about Gasol's on-off numbers, and he looked at me. He's like, "Huh, really? We're better with him off the floor. Interesting." And then he just turned around and like did not acknowledge me for the rest of the press conference.
And you deserved it. So, G, what did Kazi Akpala do to Eric Spoelstra?
I don't know, man. I'm so fucking done with it. I mean, I also think I said this on the pregame, like KZ's like, they're like minus 20 per 100 possessions when he's on the court. Now, some of that's that Milwaukee game that really is going to turn the math on its head. But like, this wasn't, I don't want to sit here. Like, obviously, it's frustrating because like KZ deserves some reps. I mean, like, they clearly need someone at the three and the four spot, especially when Jimmy's not playing. Like, it's a glaring issue. And the fact that he doesn't get reps, and Nikias actually mentioned this on the Dunker Spot podcast. Which you can check out Steve Jones. It's really good. He was talking about how, like, you know, teams have to give these young guys rope now because later in the season when it's, you know, nut cutting time and you don't know if you're going to make the playoffs or not, they're for sure not going to get minutes. So if you're not giving the young guys rope now, I don't understand. And then Gabe Vincent has like the eternal rope that I don't get. But KZ, like, there was a lot of Gabe Vincent today that I'm totally, he was trying to split pick and roll.
He did well in that third quarter during the comeback, and then he just ran out of gas.
He played five good basketball minutes today.
Iman, who is y'all's Gabe Vincent? Like, not Gabe Vincent, Kazi Akpala, like the guy that you guys.
Matt Thomas.
Or is it just Heat fans that fall in love with some second round pick and like the whole fan base clamors for them? Or is that everything?
Heat fans and Raptor fans are a lot alike. Like, they're very, very similar. That's why you fit perfectly into both categories. I would say, yeah, Matt Thomas, Malachi Flynn, but Matt Thomas right now, just because he's the greatest shooter to ever exist. Sorry, Duncan.
Whoa.
Wow.
I saw that y'all were saying on Twitter. I think it was SFDR or somebody was like, why can't he be our Duncan Robinson? I was like, slow down there. Just chill out. Every white shooter is going to be somebody's Duncan.
Tiff, talking about Duncan, like, I've been giving him a lot of props lately. And honestly, he wasn't like bad tonight.
He just disappeared frequently.
But this is the problem when you don't have Jimmy, you don't have Tyler.
We can say it's the problem when we don't have Jimmy, we don't have Hero. But flip it. This is also the limited part of his game.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
So here's a better question. Put your hand down, G.
I had a question for Tiffany about what she said.
It better be quick. Don't be doing them fucking long ass questions.
You've been talking the whole damn
time, G.
This is why you don't get on hangover time.
Take another shot.
Shut the fuck up and take a shot.
Never mind.
Tiff, my question for you is, if Duncan's going to cost $18-20 million, you're out two of your top five guys, and Duncan's giving you 11 points, minus 18, 3 for 6 from three. Yeah, but he can't create for himself.
He can't. He can't get separation. He can't do nothing. And if that handoff ain't working, and then the reverse
team is scouted.
Right. And then the reverse handoff ain't working, and then the behind the back handoff ain't working.
Then a double triple reverse.
And then the rejected screen handoff don't work.
Yeah, the fake Kelly keeper. Is G about to throw up?
Nobody.
Huh? Are you about to throw up?
I'm just coughing. I'll be fine.
Siobhan, you got to take a shot for him. You got to help him out because he's got like 38 shots left.
I'm laboring like the Heat offense.
So what do you do? I have some wine. So what do you do with Duncan?
Go ahead, Siobhan. Go ahead.
Like your career is going to go to shit when you go somewhere else and you get paid big bucks, but they can't afford to put anything else around you. So you're going to be like scrambling around, not going to be able to make shots. Like
you're going
to
be Wayne Ellington.
Stay here.
You guys.
No, absolutely. But that's on him to take less to stay.
What are you supposed to do if you're Duncan when the Raptors are sending two every time you call off a handoff or they switch OG Anunoby onto you? Like,
right. His limitations didn't start at 7:30. Some of it is his fault,
but then some of it is Spo's fault. Spo has got to get more creative in his play calling. We've seen the handoff, the double handoffs. People aren't going for that anymore. Yes, Duncan needs to diversify his game, but maybe he's just not there yet. You either give him 25 million or Spo has to get more creative with the offense. Your offense.
How much more creative can Spo get?
They're literally not guarding Andre. Andre's standing in the corner.
So then you get other people then. So then you open up.
That's not a Duncan thing.
Yeah, I literally don't blame Duncan. Problem thing. My thing is if a guy like Duncan cannot be great, if he's so reliant on other guys around him, is he worth 20 something million dollars?
No, like that's the thing.
I'm gonna go to Amon next because you know we got two Kyle Lowry lovers on the podcast right now.
I found this conversation really interesting because I've really wanted to know how Heat fans feel about paying these guys once it comes time.
We have so much PTSD from paying guys.
Mm-hmm. And I think we still have a lot of PTSD from not paying guys. There's a lot of PTSD from not paying Dwayne. There's a lot of like over loyalty to like make up.
There's Jay Crowder and DJJ comments in the chat right now. So
I'm about to put one in the chat.
I'll put one in
the chat. I miss Jay.
Y'all made fun of me.
You talk shit about Jay when he first got here.
I did, and now I miss him.
But okay, so a lot of Heat fans are clamoring for a Kyle Lowry trade.
I'm not.
Why? He older than Jimmy. I want
to get the Raptors fans' perspective on this. Like,
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to ask in the mind, like, do you, you know, is this something that, you know, Raptors fans are ready to get rid of? Yeah, take a shot, G. Siobhan, you gonna help him out? Take a shot.
I got you.
All right. While y'all take shots, Amon's gonna answer the question. Are you guys looking to get rid of Kyle as a fan base, or is it just like Heat fans where there's the haters and there's the people who love Kyle? You know what is the Raptors fans' perspective on Kyle Lowry?
I don't think that there are any Kyle haters anymore at this point in the fan base. I think there are people who want to see Kyle on a contender because they don't think the Raptors are going to be that this season. And then there are people who would like to see Kyle stay for as long as possible and don't want to trade him and have these delusions that he's probably going to resign in the offseason. I fall into the camp of like, if a trade becomes like, if Kyle wants to go somewhere, make that trade, do that deal. Obviously, you're not taking back any long-term salary. You're not, you know, being saddled with anything long-term. But if you can put him onto a contender, I think he'd fit in really well with the Heat. I personally don't want to see him on the Heat. Sorry, guys. I would like to see him on a team that I truly believe has a shot at the title this year.
Oh, wow. You don't... Two strikes.
So sorry. I'm not going to say the team that I do want to see him on because that might be my third strike right there.
I'll override Brass. You can say it.
Honestly, it would be any of like there's Raptor fans definitely don't want him on the Clippers. I don't think the Clippers have anything to trade to get him there. But Sixers could be good. That's probably where I want him to go. I think he could fit well on the Mavs. I think he could fit well on the Lakers. I think he could fit well on the Clippers. I think he could fit well on the Heat. And I truly do believe that he helps your team take the next level and make it to the final. Like, I think that he would be a perfect fit on all of these contenders. I'd like to see him go there, but I don't think the Raptors are going to make a trade to try and, like, offload Kyle or something. He's going to be a free agent. If you do it, you're doing it as a favor to him and nothing more than that, in my opinion. And I don't really know how many deals are truly out there that are possible.
The chat is seemingly not a fan of trading for Kyle Lowry. I mean, I've seen some of the
that works for me too. I don't think it's going to be with the Heat.
There's some things being said about Kyle Lowry that are offensive even to me. You know, I'm like, Jesus.
I'm a Goron. It'll be fun. It'll be fun when half of you guys can defend and half of you guys can shoot threes and none of them can do both. You know, that's always nice.
If you were to make a trade and give us Lowry, who would you take?
She don't even want anybody.
It would have to be like Precious.
That's when you know you. You in the dump.
You get Gabe Vincent. You're gonna love it.
Gabe Vincent. You can take.
I feel like I watched the highest I will see of Gabe Vincent with like 5 minutes left in the third quarter. I feel like that was like the peak of me being like, he could be nice. Am I wrong? I'm thinking that I haven't seen too much of him this year, but I was just like,
oh yeah, no. You're right. You're right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There is nobody on the Heat that you guys would be willing to give up that I would be interested in taking back.
Okay.
I don't see a trade.
Let's say we're willing to give up anybody. Other than Jimmy and Bam.
I mean, she's going to take Hero or something.
Here's the thing. I want to see Lowry. Like, if I would want to see Lowry on the Heat, specifically because I think Lowry and Jimmy and Bam would just be just monstrous trio there that would be the most fun for me. I'm not a huge fan of the other. I'm good. I'm sorry. I just don't think they fit on the Raptors. Like, we just talked about it. What the Raptors are these, like, they're like Siakam, OG, even like Chris Boucher. I'm not going to throw him in on the defensive end, but they're these long, athletic, just like wingspans that can touch the sky. And I just don't think, and then you think about the defense that you have with like an OG Siakam and Fred VanVleet. I don't really see anyone on the Heat really fitting into that. That
you could be Kendrick Nunn would be perfect.
No, we have one. We have Terrence Davis. I'm good on Nunn.
And last game when Terrence Davis and Nunn were defending each other, I thought of it like the Spider-Man meme.
Okay. Before we're at 30 minutes. Usually at 20 minutes, I call for questions from the chat. A lot of people are yelling at Amon, and other people are like, "Yo, she's just speaking the truth." Listen, guys.
Raptor fans are the same.
Yeah, they can get as mad as they want. It's fine. Like we're not just gonna sit here and cheerlead the Heat every show. Like we're going to
if the Heat were good, and this is the same for the Raptors, they wouldn't be under 500 right now, right? Like that's kind of the thing. It's like it's the same thing for the Raptors right now.
Are you mad at Amon for saying she doesn't want Gabe Vincent for Kyle Lowry? Like, what are you mad at?
We don't want Gabe Vincent.
Yeah, like, listen, honestly, Strews for Lowry, straight up. Let's go. But before we get to questions, we have a special clip for Siobhan and Tiff. Siobhan called this out in the chat. And this is Tiffany's favorite player. So let's go. This is Mo Harkless doing some globetrotter ass shit in the middle of a NBA game.
Mo doing. Why the music? The music
isn't. Try to watch copyright, Siobhan. Okay, YouTube's a dangerous place.
I love.
What are we doing? And then he tried it back there too. Like he didn't even make an attempt to get around quickly.
Yo, but when he came
it's
in,
that
back,
head going down. It's like down.
Yes.
Do one more time, Brass, please. I just love that.
All of that.
He was like, I just did all that. Because honestly, to not completely shit on Mo, that was after a really hard closeout on the three. And like, super hard that he ended up behind the scoring field.
Yo, you see how long it took him to get back into the frame?
Come on.
Julius Caesar said, so trash.
I don't run it's very fast. But I would run faster than that. Shit.
Nah, it's the head drop.
The head, the wall.
It's the head drop for me. And Julius Caesar in the chat says he's never seen that ever. I've never seen a player. I the whole time I was watching it, I was like, is this legal? Like, can he touch the ball? Like, I'm like, no, thinking it's like an
off. He can't even be like the first person to touch football. The ball when he comes back.
Yeah, I thought it was like a kickoff in football. Like, is he eligible? Like, is he eligible receiver? I didn't know what the fuck to think. I've never.
But did you think he was getting the ball?
He's been ineligible all season now.
He had one really good game and then Spo benched him for the next one. Like,
he gave us 3 points.
Right.
That was his Danny Granger Christmas game.
Yeah.
Heat life for Danny Granger.
Heat life for Danny Granger for what he did to LeBron on that Christmas game.
He fucked up LeBron and he got us Goron.
Yeah.
Which of the Dannys would you have, Danny Granger or Danny Green?
Danny Green. I say no. As a part of Raptors fan, I don't fuck with Danny Green.
So annoying. What's happening?
I think this season I'd rather have Danny Green.
Danny Green. I mean, we watch those games.
Yeah, I do. Here's the thing. He couldn't hit a shot in the finals, but he shot 45% from deep for like the entire season as a Raptor. He was
money. I know. But when it mattered, he was like missing wide open threes and the
brass
were
helping. Brass, okay. Brass mute him. He's doing Raptors. He's doing Raptors.
Has a question that like kind of goes in a different direction. Why didn't he pay Jay Crowder? What happened there?
to maintain 2021 cap flexibility, and then they just extended Bam anyway, and Giannis signed his extension. So the real answer is we have no fucking idea. I mean, I know why they did it, because they wanted to maintain that flexibility, but basically nothing went right afterwards, because Giannis signed that extension, Bam signed his extension. And at this point, the whole thing is moot, because they don't even have – I don't even think they have one max contract going into next summer.
And then Bam signed first. Giannis didn't even – Bam signed first.
Yeah.
I think he knew.
Yeah.
I know. But still, like, in the order of things that would have
– Why don't y'all tell the truth? They gave it to Myers Leonard.
Well, no. Myers Leonard, they didn't sign him through 2021.
I keep telling myself that to feel better.
Wait, that makes you feel better? Giving that money to Myers?
No, because Tiff has a point, because like the thing with the Heat was they had kind of fake cap space because they had a bunch of cap holes. So the Goron cap holes was like almost $30 million, and then they had a lot of cap holes, which kind of made their space fake. So the only thing they could have really done last offseason was re-sign their guys. So they could have signed Dragic and Crowder to like almost $38 million together. So they could have actually given Jay a heftier
Crowder wanted contract. Years.
I know he wanted years, but you could give him the heft. I don't know that they offered him the super 20 something million hefty first year, and then a team option the second year. Because if then kind of Giannis doesn't come, then you have the option.
I think we're making assumptions of what the Heat did behind closed doors, and we have no idea. Like, because honestly, I think if they could have just given. Like how they did with Goron, they just gave him all that money up front, and like, nigga, don't ask for years later. You got your money now. Like, we broke you all this year.
Jay wanted stability.
Long term stability. And
yeah, Jay been around the block. He wanted to get a home.
He saw the job market.
Listen, man, and I there's gonna be a bunch of people getting paid next year because everyone saved up money.
That's kind of the mistake that I think he made. Because, like, everybody has cap space next year, and some dumbass is going to want a shooter at the four. So, like, he should have taken the 20-something this year and then cashed in, the Knicks or some shit. Somebody's going to give him money. Like, that was
Can we talk about the Knicks?
No!
I want to, because people were coming at Tropical Blanket, our good friend Alex Alito's head today, because he did a tweet. He had a tweet in like 2019 calling RJ Barrett and Kevin Knox. Is it Kevin Knox?
Yes.
Yeah, he called them, instead of the Splash Brothers, he called them the Trash Brothers. And Knicks fans came for his Knicks fans came for his neck today. And I'm like, and the whole time, because I think the season is stupid because of COVID, and I just think it's like a trash-ass season.
It's a fake season.
It's a fake season. For
it's not real.
Doesn't count.
It's not. But keep watching Hangover Time and getting drunk with us.
hey, Tapioca. Tapioca, thank you so much for all the support. Love you, man. That's one. That's one strike.
Well, no, he has a strike for this. The Knicks are fun. Anyway.
Catch up. Only one strike? Come on, Tapioca.
So he's honestly gifted like 50 subs. So
he's funding us. He's funding us. This operation.
He is basically paying for my drinks right now.
He's our lead investor.
But the way they were coming for him, I was like, yo, are the Knicks like fucking 10-6 or like 11-5? Like, they must be like third or fourth in the East. I found that these motherfuckers is 500. And Knicks fans is amped. Like, it's Knicks
500.
I know, but come on. At least we got some fucking pride. Knicks fans is amped off of fucking 8-8.
They haven't had that shit in years.
Iman, how funny is this shit coming from the Knicks fans?
It's hilarious. When was the last time? 2014? 2014?
Melo was a functional player and people thought Landry Fields was good.
Linsanity.
You wasn't bring up Landry Fields right now, did you?
Oh, my bad.
Speaking of awful contracts that a team hands out, it's hilarious, but you know, like, Knicks fans were also kind of doing that in Raptor fans mentions and like right before the game, and I feel like they had the worst three-point shooting night of like all time against the Raptors, and they had come in being like the best three-point shooting team in the league. So you know what, guys, it's early, the season's fake, who knows what's happening. He lost by 50 in a game. All of this is nonsense. Listen, season's not real.
I live in New York, and I know a lot of Knicks fans, and I'm sort of friends with some Knicks fans.
So am I.
Sort of.
It's tough. I'm willing to give them a little bit of pass on this. Like, listen, have your 500 team right now.
That's one.
Good for you.
That's one.
No. Because take that back. Because they are so livid at the fucking Nets right now.
Yeah.
And the team that they have built in Brooklyn, even though they can't defend for shit, but still, like, this, that is exactly the scenario that they expected to have on their team, and it is fucking going to be endlessly hysterical that they got exactly what they had cleared out, and they got rid of Porzingis to clear the space and to get all this shit ready. And then, like, look at what they got.
But at some point, as a Knicks fan, you have to realize that your team isn't the one doing that. Like, eventually. I feel like, you know, I'm all about staying loyal to your team, but eventually you have to realize that, like, it's not actually happening for the Knicks. Until it happens, don't ever believe it's going to happen.
Like, honestly, it's like until Dolan dies. Like, if I was a Knicks fan, I'm rooting for COVID heavy. Like, was that wrong?
Yes.
I thought I was allowed to say things on my show.
Sponsors, Alf's thoughts do not project my view.
His Fuck thoughts that. Are his own and not those of his employer.
Honestly,
the Knicks will never be shit until James Dolan is dead or gone. Like,
I just can't imagine believing that you're going to be the team that gets KD and Kyrie when, like, you've had the history that you've had.
Right?
Like, wait for it to happen before you can believe in something like that.
Knicks tape.
They thought they were getting LeBron. James Dolan came into the meeting in a wheelchair, yeah, and he thought he was getting LeBron.
The motherfuckers didn't even have a PowerPoint ready. Bro, I can make a PowerPoint. Like, you have a PowerPoint ready? Like, nothing?
I spelled Kyrie's name wrong.
Motherfuckers came in with a laser disc.
They didn't want Kyrie.
Spelled Kyrie's name wrong.
So they didn't want him.
Right. Put a D at the end of Kevin.
Let's be honest. We didn't want him. He's a little brother that tagged along.
Yeah.
Oh, right, you guys have a game against the Nets tomorrow?
We have two games straight against the Nets. So speaking of,
I'm not scared of a team that lost to Cleveland. I'm sorry, twice.
Listen,
not,
Cleveland's fucking up everybody. So anyway,
I'm not scared of a team that lost to Colin
because
Sexton.
Because Colin Sexton is a dynamic ass guard. He is a god.
I'm not scared. I'm sorry. I'm not scared of Colin Sexton, Siobhan.
You don't have to be scared of Colin Sexton. Just what Colin Sexton is able to do.
But the would you take him?
Is he better than Gabe Vincent?
Behind us, the second best defense in the league right now.
That's fake.
So Row1119 says, speaking of Brooklyn, y'all better be ready to drink tomorrow because that's a big fat L. Goron, geriatric ass shouldn't play tomorrow.
Brass, you and me, baby.
So listen, I'm not going to be on the show tomorrow, but we will be playing the drip drop drinking game because Moose will be here.
I thought that was supposed to be today.
It is today. I'm not playing it tomorrow.
No, we're playing the shots for subs.
No. I'm not playing drip drop tomorrow.
It's the same game.
You can't play drip drop drinking game without Moose.
There's nothing in here. I finished it.
I'm calling out.
You played this
tomorrow. No, man. No, listen. Well, okay, if we don't have enough players, can I postpone?
Nope. Yeah. Drip drop drinking game got to happen on the weekend. I can't do that shit on a Monday.
You're too honest. You just fill that bottle up with water and pretend that you're drinking.
No. Absolutely not. I am offended that you would say that. I'm not a Knicks fan.
Have you
I'm
seen his hair? This motherfucker
look
is
at this. I'm like kind of sweating.
No, I'm saying you should. I'm saying like for tomorrow, you could just pretend to be team guy and just fill it up with water.
I don't lie to my listeners. I'm an honest person. I love my listeners. I love the support. Our community here for the last 8 years.
This isn't time. It's all about lying to people. I guess that's what I'm
totally gonna, I'm totally drinking water. You know, I was going to fake it today. I had like a light fruit punch in the fridge that I was going to pass on as a rum punch that I decided.
How are you going to say that you're honest and then now telling us we're about to fake drink?
But I changed my mind. I said, I'm not going to do that. Amon's on.
Brass. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. Brass. Oh, my. That's three, man. That's like eight.
It's all in one. Like, he was
But I want him to keep taking shots.
But he hasn't taken a shot for like 5 minutes.
Finished the bottle.
Right. Listen,
how does he get back in though?
He's got the back door.
He's
also
an admin.
This is an insurrection. This is bullshit. Get out of here.
Storming the heapy capital.
He's storming the capital.
Storming hangover
time. Jesus Christ. Man. Okay, we'll take a few more questions.
Make Toronto great again.
Toronto's a great city. It's a top 10 city in the world.
Get out of here.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Not 10 through 2.
It's Canada's like a great.
Shut up, Ivory. Shut the fuck up. I'm not even mad about the Toronto, like big enough Toronto, because I really want to visit it. I just want you to shut up. Like, this is why you're not allowed on my show.
I'm never coming back.
It's not your choice.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
We're potting on Twitter, right?
How does it? Okay.
The Australian Raptors announcer.
He's
Jeff Armstrong.
Yes. Come on. He's great. This is for you because I've never heard him.
Oh, he's the best. He is the funniest. I genuinely like not on like a Toronto Raptors bias because they have another color guy that I don't listen to at all. Like literally just listen to the other team's broadcast. Jack is the best. He's our Brooklyn dude.
Yeah, he's but great. Have you ever heard John Crotty?
Exactly.
Oof.
He's our non-color guy.
He's our anti-color guy.
I'm stunned he came into work the day that Biden got inaugurated.
Nah, the Toronto Raptors were their commentators were doing a lot tonight. They were being serious business tonight. They were. The dude was like, it's just so hard to believe that a team as physical as Miami Heat only have 9 fouls. You know, I've been dealing with this for like 20 years. Miami hacks all the time. The refs just stop calling it. At some point, you gotta call this stuff.
Did you hear the second half where he was like, there's only been 18 free throws. You know how many birthday shout-outs I have to do? That's what you're talking about. Birthday shout-out.
Someone made a shot, and he was like, okay, partner, go ahead. We'll all hail. Happy birthday to...
He was so upset that there weren't free throws called.
Nah, his streak, I like his streak, though. His streak is the shit. Get the shit out of here, baby. No, it's nice. I can do it, but I'm not going to do it up here.
Oh,
so Jay Jack says, your announcer can never roast Blake Griffin, though. Listen, we want to talk about, for real, like, Eric Reed been on some other shit this season. Like,
did you hear him today?
Yeah. He been calling everybody out. Like, Stanley Johnson made a three. He was like, yo, that trash motherfucker made a three. He might as well have said that. He was like, look at this trash motherfucker out here making three.
This game's a wash. He's not known as a shooter.
Right? Yo, he's been out of... Somebody mentioned, I think Amber said it last hangover time, where are they getting more comfortable because they're not within earshot of the players?
Yes.
Because I know personally, ever since like I came back to Heat Beat and I don't have credentials anymore, I've been talking my shit. Like, I don't have to, I don't have to see Bam in the locker room after I tell him, like, shoot the fucking ball, motherfucker, what are you doing? So
after you post a clip on your Twitter account.
Oh yeah!
You see how he responded though. He liked recognized.
But listen, it's a different thing than having to go talk to this motherfucker face to face. Like that is a large.
That's
man.
Not true. I slandered Tyler Johnson for 4 years, and then we had a very civil conversation at media day.
You're the same size as Tyler Johnson.
You just compared Tyler Johnson to Idris Adebayo.
I did. They get paid the same.
Whose fault is that?
Don't get him started. Don't fuck
that old white man.
Don't get him on. Don't get him on Riley.
I ever heard it.
Don't get him on Pat Riley.
I mean, I might get the Tyler Johnson contract.
Playing heavy minutes for the Nets now. I hope he doesn't win a title. I don't want them to win a title just because I don't want Tyler to win.
But he could use Tyler Johnson right
oh
now.
Oh, my God, so much.
Wait, do y'all hate him? Is it because of the contract that he got?
I hate him.
I hate him. Like, it's not his fault he got
it's
that.
It's not his
that
fault. Yeah.
No. Because that they paid him, they did not pay Wade, which is why
that is such a fallacy.
They didn't pay Wade, but they paid Hassan.
No, that's not true. I don't know why nobody understands this.
Gone.
No, he's gone. Listen, we've been through this because they paid Tyler, didn't pay. Wade ended up going to Chicago to end up he ended up getting the same amount of money really because of taxes when he went to Chicago. But listen, he cozied up with Jimmy.
Right.
I legitimately think get the fuck out of here. I legitimately think that if Wade did not go to Chicago, I am not really sure. I don't see a path for Jimmy to come here. I really
don't. Absolutely. I believe that.
And honestly, the way Wade was playing in Miami at that, like, I mean, I know, yeah, obviously the 2016, you know, he was really good in the playoffs, but like, I don't know. I think some time off from the team was really good.
Listen,
Chicago looked really good. It allowed him to have that like return year, you know.
Honestly, we appreciated Wade so much more those last 2 years because of the fact that he, you know, we saw him in that Cavs jersey looking like James Harden with all the layers.
He was so ashy looking. Oh, he looks
so ashy. Oh, my God. There are no barbers in the Midwest. What the fuck?
No barbers.
Whoa. Slide down on that Midwest talk. I thought we was going to slander Toronto.
Tim, what happened?
Yeah, barbers in Toronto. Kawhi's braids never looked fresher than when he was here.
But I'm saying,
you know, he was sitting on the porch.
Caribbean women braiding his hair.
But that's what I'm saying, Tiff. He went to Chicago and Cleveland, and the motherfucker's fade has never looked trasher. Like he had a shit fade for like 2 straight years. I'm saying though.
I'm gonna see what his hair looks like.
He didn't play there. Those are all Photoshop. That never happened.
They looked good in Chicago that year. Had Rondo hurt?
Was the Chicago fade tight?
Yeah.
He looked good in Chicago. He looked good in that race.
It was Cleveland.
He looked fat in Chicago. He was Dwayne Wade.
He looked disgusting.
We're not weight shaming people, G.
I'm fat. I can say that.
I'm fat. You know what? I didn't find out that I was fat. I knew I was fat. But I realized that this whole idea of doing fucking light skin opinions live where you can see my whole body is a terrible idea.
That was an unflattering angle.
Oh my God. I look so much better from here up.
Oh my God. So much. Like when you had that low camera angle, oh no, what are you doing?
Out here like karate.
It was Matt. No, Maddox was the one that suffered because Maddox is
Maddox's size too small. Maddox's clothes too tight.
Parrish is winning. Parrish is behind the desk. But he's skinny.
Well, first of all, Parrish is like 90 pounds. Yeah, he's a skin, and he's the one who gets his stomach hid behind the desk. I'm over here fucking belly out. I legit thought the LSO podcast was about pregnancy. Motherfucking so did I. When I looked back at that fucking the shot, I was like, holy fuck. Like, it's terrible. And fucking Maddox's buttons about to pop and shit. Like I was like, dude, he's still wearing the same shirt he wore before he got married. And I don't know if anybody who's married on the show, I think it's only Tiff. Marriage puts on 20 pounds like the day after. Like
I know Alpha. I know you. I know I've seen the cycle.
You've seen him. Now I'm not married, so I have no excuse.
I'm married.
Exactly.
Someone called Curtis Hero called that thick opinions. And then Parrish was like deeper in the background, so he looked even smaller. And it made me and Chris look even bigger than we already are. It was such an unflattering angle. Like, I'm going to have to hang my laptop from the fucking ceiling with string. Because that shit was not, that's not. But anyway, if you want to see me look like a fat ass, subscribe to Light Skin Opinions on YouTube. Amon, you've been on Light Skin Opinions before.
I have.
It's a fun show. We had a good time.
It was about a year ago because we were talking about Kobe.
We were talking about Kobe. Damn, we done a lot of fucking shows. I'm just out here reminiscing. Like, damn, that shit was Kobe. But you know, it feels like Kobe died like 7 years ago.
Because this has been the longest year of my life.
Fucking 2020 is like it's been like
it's still going.
every month has been a year. 2020 ain't over yet.
It ain't over.
It's December 53rd.
Yo, I thought we was like, I thought 2020 was over until Hank Aaron got a fucking vaccine and then died. I'm like, well, niggas ain't never gonna take this goddamn vaccine, are they?
They gonna never be free.
Yo. Oh, they, look at this shit.
Ooh. His buttons is screaming.
Put it back up. Look, man.
This is tight.
Who's fucking
Maddie? Who told Maddie she can wear that?
I don't know who dressed him.
Who should have sound like a violin?
Alf got his relief buttons open.
I did. I'm gonna let my chest breathe. You have me out here suffocating for no goddamn reason.
Oh my god!
I'm telling you, if y'all want to hear some funny, like listen to like the last like 10 minutes of that episode. I went through my college and high school experience, and know, it was fucking hilarious when I almost fought a fucking teacher for giving me an incomplete in ninth grade. I found out my senior year of high school that I failed biology. And I was like trying to graduate, and they were like, "You have a 1.7 GPA." I'm like, "Bitch, what?" Anyway, it was a fun show. It also revealed my academic failures. Paris looked like he's translating between two different species of Java. Jesus Christ!
Oh my god,
that's fucked up.
You thought G was the one that was gonna get roasted the most tonight?
Yeah, no. I'm like,
and
I'm
I took like the picture. It wasn't even like Brad.
I'm gonna get a Bowflex. I'm about to commit. I'm gonna commit. Right. I'm gonna get this shit tight. You know,
yeah, I mean, the season is trash. You might as well.
No, listen, fuck that. COVID is the great equal. I don't care. I deserve to gain all this weight during COVID.
Oh,
I don't get to do shit. I joined the fucking gym. I was going to the gym for like 2 weeks straight. And I was doing good. And then I kept watching MSNBC and they're like, don't go to gyms. I'm like, well, I'm just keep going to the gym. Don't go to gyms. But you know, I can keep my mask. Don't go to gyms. So I'm like, bitch, okay, fuck, damn. I won't go to gyms no more. And like that, I stopped going to the gym. Like, I'm trying to do my part, you know, to keep America healthy and get fat and get diabetes. But anyway.
Diabetes.
Remember when this was the basketball show?
Listen, this always happens. Like, I was supposed to end the show at 40 minutes. Like, at 43 minutes, it always goes off the rails. So, what can I tell you?
The rules.
We have Sandy in the chat. G, why don't you ask her why she big time, Drew? Do that on me.
No, she tweeted me an apology. You know, now I didn't think she'd hear the show. I don't know if she'd listen. So, now I feel bad.
Throw you into the bus.
Now I feel bad. No, I'm just like, oh, well, now, you know. I'm a fan of the pod, so now, you know, I don't want people in the pod getting mad at me.
Someone said Maddox buttons were feeling pressured like Duncan being guarding Braun one-on-one. Jesus.
I've never felt more bad for someone. I've never defended a white man more than I've defended Duncan. It feels weird.
Yeah.
He's looked so much better this season.
How much do you guys think Duncan Robinson is actually going to get?
He's going to get $20 million.
It's going to be.
I think he's going to get between 15 and 20.
15,
I say 18 to 20.
So 18?
I say 15 like, to 20. If he stay with the Heat, I'm saying they can't afford to give him 20.
If he stays like 17.
He can't be your third best player and you're talking
cannot.
About shit.
He on. Cannot.
That's like having Charlie Brown out there. That's not going to work.
Honestly, it works. Like,
as your third really
good. He is really good, though. Like,
as your third. If Jimmy is your number one with old knees, Bam don't look at the basket, and you think Duncan
he started looking at the basket ever since I sent him that tweet.
Not tonight.
No.
No, he was. He was. He just was bad.
I mean, Fred VanVleet was guarding him when they were switching. And
okay, saying. There was one time on a fast break, he saw Fred VanVleet and fucking stopped. I'm like, bitch, if I saw Fred VanVleet, I'm going to the hole.
Listen, Nick Nurse said, Bam's not gonna like. We're gonna switch VanVleet onto Bam.
I'm doing the slowest.
And it's gonna be okay.
I'm doing the slowest Euro step ever.
Oh my god! Bam. I just noticed the Kumiko on my sweater.
Well,
the anime girl on my sweater. That's my favorite show. UFO. Hold on, wait.
Oh, shut up! Don't do that. This is not.
Nope.
Thank you.
That was so rude.
Nope.
We're not doing that.
Right back.
That's so much movement.
But no, he saw Fred VanVleet and stopped.
Yeah. That's what he's been doing the whole time, man. But like, it's
that's what I'm saying. With these inconsistencies with him, with Jimmy, where you want to kind of rest Jimmy, Duncan is not good enough to be your third best player.
He's not dynamic enough to be your third best player. Hell no. Your whole offense relies on him either shooting or bending someone else's defense enough to make someone else open. We don't have anything else outside of Duncan right now. So you either pay him or you reinvent the offense, which I think we should do.
You want to run it back?
So no. What's reinvent, the plan at like, point?
Oh, okay.
What's the plan at the one?
Kyle Lowry? That's a question.
I thought we talked about that. No, didn't all defense not even want him?
Me and Saban.
Vic, put me at the four.
Me and Saban. Oh, you got the four? I get the one.
I got the four.
I also really there think that like most Heat fans didn't want Kyle Lowry because they don't want Gianni to be truly happy.
That's exactly what it is. Nobody wants really you to be happy.
It's okay. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't either.
No, there is no plan at the one. I said that Tyler Hero isn't the fucking answer at the one, all the white Heat fan base lost their fucking mind on me. Like, I was slandering their god. And I'm like, Tyler Hero is not a fucking point guard. And if Jimmy Butler is going to continue to miss games, like, you need another answer there. And you can't kill Goran Dragic. Like, you looked at Goran tonight. Like, they made that little run during the third.
He looked old.
He looked tired as shit.
Tired.
He looked rock up there old. He looked old.
You ever see the old He-Man action figure when the fucking leg just falls off? That's about to be Goran Dragic. Like, I just showed my age with the He-Man action figure.
I don't understand the shame in admitting that Tyler should not be your solution at point guard. Let him be a dynamic bucket getter. That is fine.
Raptor fans went through the same thing with the Fred VanVleet. And just him not being a point guard and people losing their heads at that.
He doesn't have to be. He is more effective for he does himself better and does us better, not at the point.
Well, Amon just made a great point. Look at Fred tonight.
Right. Yeah.
He looked bad as a primary ball handler.
It's just not his role. It's very much like he can get himself a bucket. I trust that. I don't trust him to set up his teammates.
It's too much to think about. It's a lot to happen. It's a lot to process.
Yeah.
The finishing has been bad too. Like, he's like not as good as he should be around the rim for considering how often
he Fred gets. Because he's like 2 feet tall.
Fred.
To be fair.
Kyle is a lot.
Kyle kind of like, you know, has the girth to create space for himself.
Kyle got checked baggage.
How did you feel about VanVleet's contract?
What did he get? Like 22, 18? What was it?
4-year, 85.
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it. I think that he's been like legit this season. I just don't like the idea of him taking over for Kyle in that starting point guard role. Like, I was fine with giving him the bag. I think he's earned it. And I do think that he's played as the second best Raptor at a lot of points this year. He should very well be the third best. But Siakam just doesn't look like he's it sometimes. I didn't mind the contract. I just don't like him in the role as a point guard because he just doesn't have that in his game. He's not setting everybody else up. He doesn't have the decision making.
About
the league figured out that spin move.
Fred does have a thick midsection, which does help him. Yeah,
I actually want to fight back.
I don't even know if it's league figuring out the spin move. Like,
I disagree with
Alpha. I don't think it's that.
I was joking.
Like in the 20s from three, and if he doesn't have a pull up game, like it's tough for him because you can really drop on that pick. Like that's why the Heat zone is really effective because you can really have that guy kind of sink under, and if Pascal can't pull up, like. And Fred didn't have a good shooting night, which is why the zone really worked. But, like, if you don't have a guy that can really punish the zone like that, and just in general, like, the Heat run drop a lot. Like,
there's no night that the zone doesn't work against Raptors at this point.
Stop playing. Well, the problem is, what do you do when you have Strus Vincent, Kelly Olynyk, and Dragic in the same fucking lineup.
No, but that's an excuse because last year when they were fielding four decent defenders, they had to run zone because the guards are so fucking bad. Like, we love Goran.
Well, no, listen.
He's awful, and Nunn is awful, and Tyler's awful.
They don't have a decent guard defender on the whole team except Avery Bradley, and he's out.
It's Jimmy Butler, not one.
Yeah. But I do.
Turn your nose up at my point guard.
I want to talk in the last few minutes about the fact that Gianni said Pascal Siakam is better than Jimmy Butler last year.
That's not a crazy take. Like, I didn't.
Yes, it is a fucking crazy take.
Wait a second. In the regular season, when we're talking about who deserves second team All NBA, it's not absurd for the guy who was one of the best offensive players.
Wait, like last season, who deserves second team?
All NBA.
No, it wasn't just about who deserves second team. He just said,
this is where
the genesis of this conversation. Better player than Jimmy Butler.
In
the context of the regular season.
Jimmy's one of my favorite players of all time. Like, I love Jimmy. What Siakam did in the regular season, like, I think people forget that the Raptors were legit. They won, like, they had the second best record after Milwaukee last season, and Siakam was the best player on that. Siakam was like, I think Siakam deserved second team over Jimmy last season.
Has he ever been a better player than Jimmy Butler?
But that's not what I was saying.
No, he hasn't been a better player than Jimmy Butler. Can he, like, if I look at, like, his skill set and can he become a better player than, like, can he surpass Jimmy's peak in the NBA? Yes, I think that's possible, but I don't think he's been a better player now than Jimmy.
I can also lose 40 pounds by April, but it ain't going to happen.
No, you're not.
Well, I don't know that we can definitely, like, I think that people are underselling.
me looking like Parrish is Pascal Siakam ever Brass, being put up the, Jimmy Brass, Butler.
Siakam was legit last season, though. I want to say that. Like, Siakam
was, but then everyone figured him the fuck out.
Last put up AA meeting.
I watched Jimmy Butler drop 40 and a half against the Raptors in a half against the Raptors as a Bull, and I can never say a bad word about that man ever in my life.
Well, Alf, can I let's be real?
No, you can't.
No, hold on a second. Wait a second.
Rest.
The Heat.
Thank you. No, you can't.
We're a little bit like the police at the Capitol, like on January 6th. Like, we should have put up barriers. We should have put up barricades. Like, we knew this was going to happen, and we sort of let it happen.
We allowed it.
Abolish the police.
Defund Gianni.
No. I mean, here's the thing, though. The Raptors were a better team than the Heat in the regular season last year, right? And Pascal Siakam was the best player on the Toronto Raptors.
He had a better regular season.
He was absolutely horrendous in the bubble, and Jimmy was phenomenal in the playoffs. He deserved to be second team over Jimmy.
I agree with that, but Gianni's point was that he was better.
That's not what I said. The conversation was the All-Star and then the All-NBA. That was the genesis of the two conversations. And for me, when the Heat are getting their fucking ass kicked by the Knicks in the regular season, and part of that is because the Heat's defense was not good in the regular season. Their guards were getting murdered.
They were like third in the East at All-Star break.
Yeah, and then after that,
talking about with the best offense in the NBA. Like, let's not act like the Heat were.
So the top three defenses in the league were Raptors. I mean, Bucks, Raptors, Heat.
No,
they were third in the East.
Of the pack
no, the Heat were
no, no, they were third in the East as far as record wise at All Star break.
What I'm saying is that, like, the thing that really separated Pascal and Jimmy to me was, like, Pascal was, like, literally the anchor of, like, a really good defense. Like, his help was incredible. The ability that
he was not an anchor.
Gasol was the anchor, but, like, Siakam does operate as kind of, like, the free safety.
They were better.
Right? Like, his help was phenomenal, and that's what he works best as. And I think you can say that he was – at points, I don't know that you can say he was the team's best defender. I think it's split because you have OG, you have Gasol, and you have Siakam. It's close.
I mean, I don't watch enough. Shut up, G. I don't watch enough Raptors to know this. But what y'all not gonna do is act like Jimmy wasn't really, like, between him and Bam, the only defenders we had.
That's what I'm saying.
G, I'm talking.
Reclaiming my time.
I'm reclaiming my time.
Get the fuck out of here, Jimmy.
No, get him back in here. No, but, like, we're talking about, like, other teams that's got multiple defenders when we got two.
Mm.
Two. We had two last season. Yep. Two. So, come on. You can give Pascal any kind of praise you want, but, like, let's keep it 100. We had two defenders and went to the finals.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
You were wrong.
No, but, like, when we're looking
at anyway, no more.
He's looking at Tiffany in the eyes here. He is shook.
I'm so scared. I'm so scared.
Tiff brought out that I am reclaiming my time.
It's like, okay, never mind.
You look like Mitch McConnell just now. Yes.
Wait a second.
Yes,
tell him, Tiff.
Don't compare me to him.
First of all, Pascal Siakam, trash ass. I'm done being nice with the fucking Raptors shit. Pascal Siakam is trash. The whole league figured out that fucking shitty ass spin move. He's a gangly fuck who's not very good at basketball. I said it.
Championship ring. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because Kawhi carried his bum ass.
Okay, time out. Pascal Siakam.
Alex Caruso also has a fucking ring.
Alex Caruso has a fucking ring.
Matthew Dellavedova has a ring.
A lot of motherfuckers got rings.
Two scoring option on a championship team.
He sucks. If Pascal Siakam is trash,
it has a ring.
I'm sorry. Looking like Arsenio Hall from Coming to America, he sucks.
Okay, can we talk about Bam's haircut? Because y'all were clowning.
No, yeah, he looks like fucking.
We've been clowning Bam's haircut.
Yeah, because I was like listening to the D-Wade stuff, and I'm like, okay, but what about Bam right now?
Because he does look like Rick and Morty on some bullshit. Yeah.
Jimmy and Gabe have the best hair, like easy.
No, like, Gabe doesn't have the best. What? What the
fuck? You don't like Gabe? I love Gabe it.
I can't even picture
Gabe's fro. Gabe.
That fro is nice.
It's lush. Gabe. It's put together.
No, Gabe, and Jimmy, best hair. And Gabe, by the way, most handsome guy on the team. Like,
I like scruffy Jimmy.
Siakam has one of the worst contracts. Are you out of your mind?
Who has one of the worst contracts?
Siakam has one of the worst contracts.
It's Blake Griffin.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it.
Nonsensical.
Don't do it to Blake.
As an Eric Reed, doesn't it know?
Bam's hair is a travesty since Miami has the best barbers in the country. And that Miami has fantastic barbers. I'm not sure what the Rick and Morty shit is going on with Bam's haircut. Like, I don't know what's happening. Like, just get a fade, my brother. Like,
how do you feel about Dominican barbers here?
Listen.
I fucking love Dominican barbers.
Dominican barbers
have figured it out. No, you're wrong.
First of all, Dominican barbers play the fucking music too loud when you walk in. It's a fucking loud as shit. They all are dressed like fucking Maddox. All their shit is way too fucking tight. They all got rhinestone fucking belts on. And then they want to fucking they look like Maddox over here on the side. All of them. And then they want to cut your beard in some weird fucking Bad Boys 3 drug dealer shit. I mean, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? I don't want a pencil beard, but it's not 1998. What are you doing?
How dare you slander the institution that is Dominican barbers playing.
First of all, Dominicans are my neighbors. I get confused as Dominican a lot.
No. That's dumb.
I do. I get Dominican. People think I'm Dominican all the time. No one ever thinks I'm Haitian. Bitch, every time I go to Miami, they fucking speak Spanish to me because they think I'm Dominican.
I mean, that's Miami. Everybody speaks Spanish to everybody. We
yeah, like, you think they think I'm Cuban?
They think I'm Dominican when I go to Miami.
You know. And then I go to a fuck. Listen, I love you, Dominican people, but don't ever cut my beard again. I have me out here, looking like a drug dealer from Shaq. I cannot
believe we're slandering Dominican barbers, an institution in Miami.
Yeah, they're terrible. Fuck that shit.
Oh, somebody had a question for G.
Oh shit!
Ryan Goins, what's the difference between a fade and a taper?
I've never heard of a taper. I know what a fade is.
Oh my god, Brian!
What a taper is. What's a taper?
Siobhan, can you explain?
Taper. I'm googling.
No, the question is for G. Then we had to give our favorite white songs a few days ago. G,
answer that.
I guess the taper. I mean, looking from Google, the taper, like the hair, is a little taller on the top. I don't know. I mean.
No, a yes. See, right here, you have a taper and a fade. I think I can't see the side.
Who on Drake or me?
You in the picture, not you. Now, you have nothing.
I have nothing. I just have my hair grown out.
You have disheveled.
COVID.
A taper is when the lineup, mm-hmm. and a fade is the side.
Yeah, I mean, I know what. Hold on, wait a second. I know what a tape is. A taper I've ever heard of. I know what it's a tape is. It's
the same fucking thing.
No, that's not. Tape I've heard, not tape.
Why are you going to tell me it's not the same fucking thing?
Like, Paul George has a crooked tape.
Are you a Dominican barber?
No. Colombian.
Are there Dominican barbers in Toronto?
No. Well, I mean, I'm sure there are, but a lot... we don't have very many Dominican... Like, we don't have a large Dominican population in Toronto.
Yeah, and a lot of people in the chat are saying, yes, I do look Dominican, and that's not a compliment. I just want to make sure everyone understands that, because people do think, you don't look Haitian, you look Dominican, and they think they're complimenting me. You're kind of being racist. I'm just letting everyone know that.
Isn't there a complex political history there?
Oh, yeah. Look, it's not light-skinned opinions. I'm not going into that one right now.
That feels I'm uncomfortable. Thank you.
I'll take this one and no.
Okay, everybody, we're over an hour now. I don't even know.
Talk what. To Rogue City, we, no lies.
We took no questions.
Wait, so we did take some questions. Someone said taper does not equal tape. Yes, it does. Plug the pod. No, fuck the pod. All right, everyone down. Download the Miami Heat Beat podcast. You guys have been doing it. Like, thank you so much. You guys have been supporting us on Twitch, supporting us on YouTube, supporting the podcast. Thank you very much. No matter how you consume our content, thank you. Just do it in a way that makes us money, please. I don't know. Can you pirate podcasts? I don't know if that shit works.
If you can't, don't do it, please.
Iman, tell them where to find you, what to download. I think most Heat fans hate you at the end of the night. You made a couple fans. Like, there are a few people in the chat defending you all day long. So where can they find you?
Dishes and Dimes, check it out. It's an all-women's basketball podcast with a very specific Raptors focus. The Morning Tip-Off, which is a morning show that covers the night's news in the NBA.
I saw the Morning Tip-Off the other day. Like,
when Nakia's was,
one? Yeah, when Nakia's, that shit was good.
Sad.
Hmm?
What? Sad. He looked, it was early. He looked
like it was too early for Nakia.
He had clearly just woken up.
Yeah.
It's open invite to everybody here if you would like to wake up at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Yo, I'm down.
Yeah, you look like
that's sad.
But yeah, man, check out Dishes and Dimes. My girl saw the promo today. She was like, what does that have to do with basketball? And I was like, all right, Dishes and Dimes are both assists, and it's kind of a play on
Heat legend Posey. Is that, do y'all love him over there?
Oh, we love James Posey.
There we go. We had Posey on our live show. For the Miami Heat watch party on Wednesday,
you're so bearing the lead the Heat here.
Game with us.
Yeah, honestly, you're
Calderon on.
Shut up. Nobody.
We have Posey and Calderon on. Yes,
Raptor James Posey is a lead on this on Hangover Time.
There we go. And we had Calderon on, and his funny joke was his son came to Toronto, and his son is like 10, so didn't remember his career with the Raptors at all. And they came to Toronto during the 2019 playoff run for game 7 when Kawhi hit the shot. And everyone was like stopping Jose in the arena, like trying to get a picture with him and everything. And his son was like, but like, because his son just doesn't know him as like an NBA star. Because like everywhere he goes, he's like the third string point guard. So his son was just confused and like looked at him and was like, Dad, were you like the LeBron James to this team? Dad was like, yes. And I'm like, that's the Raptors history where Jose is our LeBron James.
he's like fourth after like Bosh, Brady, and
Ben. I was like, fair. He's one of, I think every Raptor has him in their top five favorite Raptors of all time.
But yeah, also you're humble bragging the fuck out of us because our biggest guest so far has been George Sedano.
No, it's Solomon Hill. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about Hangover Time. It's not always about you, G.
I thought we were like a monolithic institution.
I'm talking about this show right now. God, you are never coming back. Never. Ever.
Tomorrow, like, you're not on tomorrow, so there are no rules.
Siobhan question has, do Raptor fans still love Chris Bosh? The answer to that is nah.
Wow.
That's
wow.
fucked up. That's fucked up.
That's rude.
That's not okay. That's really not okay. You know
what? Heat fans love him, and I'm happy he found a place here. Here's the thing. I was talking to Nikias about this, I think. Chris Bosh was DeMar DeRozan just stretched out when he was a Raptor. DeMar sucks. Like, became this, like, and, like, not even as good as DeMar DeRozan was in his last year because, like, DeMar added that playmaking. And, like, when he came to Miami, he became the five, which is something Raptor fans pushed for, didn't do. He started shooting threes, which is something he didn't do. He was an elite defender when the Raptors had the 30th-ranked defense for nearly his entire time here. Completely different players.
Listen, I'm proud of our viewers because our viewership dropped. It fucking tanked as soon as you started slandering Chris Bosh.
As soon as you said something bad about
him. Heat fans loved him, and I'm happy he found a home somewhere.
Twisted Tapioca's donated another 5 subs. Jesus Christ.
He's happy he didn't retire in Canada.
All right, Siobhan, let's get one more shot in. I finished my drink.
I'm like literally out of the bottle.
Yeah, I'm done.
Like, I'm done. Like, there's nothing left in this.
All right, guys. Go ahead and find Light Skin Opinions, LSO Podcast on YouTube. Subscribe. If you haven't already subscribed to Miami Heat Beat on YouTube, I don't know what you're doing. Subscribe and follow us on Twitch. Siobhan, are you okay?
Yeah.
You're going to be back for tomorrow night?
Yep.
All right. So,
and again, props to Tapioca. He's been fucking gifting tier one subs.
That guy got to stay out the comments.
That guy, but I gotta say, he's gifted a total of 47 subs in the chat.
Jesus. Thank you, Twisted Tapioca. Like,
what a G.
I hope you kept your job through COVID because
our top investor after Christian.
I don't wanna be the reason like you can't feed your family. Someone called the thick skinned opinions. Shut the fuck up. We're gonna change that camera angle. You only thick skinned opinions. It's chest up for me from now on. I'm gonna get a Bowflex. I'm gonna commit.
Alf, when COVID's over, I'm gonna be your cameraman. I'm gonna go help you out when it's safe and when Maddox and Paris don't kill my mother. I'll be there,
bro. Before, look, put that picture up again.
He won't let you on the fucking show. Usually,
no,
let you in his house.
But like, those jeans are baggy as fuck before COVID. Now look how tight my fucking them shits are hugging my thighs. Like, I'm wearing skinny jeans. And somebody was like, "Oh, I thought Alf was gonna be wearing fucking cargo shorts." You are not going to see my knees on TV.
I mean, this is pre-COVID, man.
Like, yeah, pre-COVID, I was out here nipples out, just on the railroad tracks, chilling, waiting for the fucking train.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear.
Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.